Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Hold the phone. Brendan Horan hangs on to a seat in Parliament despite being expelled from the New Zealand First Party caucus. This from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
Honourable members, under Standing Order 35(1)(c), I have been advised by the New Zealand First Party that its parliamentary membership has changed and that Brendan Horan is no longer a member of the New Zealand First Party for parliamentary purposes. Accordingly, under Standing Order 34(4), Brendan Horan is, from 4 December 2012, regarded as an independent member for parliamentary purposes. Allocations of speaking slots and oral questions will be adjusted. Allocations of funding to the New Zealand First Party and to Brendan Horan will also be adjusted.
That leaves New Zealand First with 7 seats after receiving enough party votes for 8. Meanwhile, the war between the Prime Minister and the Greens over government policies on climate change continued with more questions for Mr. Key.
This is a government that's led the charge when it's come to building a global consensus for research that is likely to do more to actually lower global emissions than any of the wacky ideas that the Greens come up with.
Among those wacky policies, according to Mr. Key,
the green solution is to shoot 1 in 5 cows, and this government's solution is to find an
answer. Point of order, Dr. Russell Norman.
Mr. Speaker, that is simply untrue and not relevant to the answer.
Order. Order. No order, I don't think I need any. No, order, order.
The Prime Minister was even more direct when dealing with questions from Labour's West Coast MP Damien O'Connor about the recovery of the 29 bodies in the Pike River coal mine.
If that member wants to kill people going in the mine, he should carry on that way.
Order.
Mr. Key said he had written to the spokesman for the dead miners' families, Bernie Monk, and wanted him to be the first to hear the decision on recovering the bodies.
I will be sleeping very peacefully tonight with the commitments that I've made, and I go back to the final point, which is that in relation to the main workings of the mine, all of the advice we have received is that it is a very, very substantial risk.
Also angry at opposition questions, Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCully rejected suggestions by his Labour shadow, Phil Goff, of there being anything wrong in his appointment of Peter Kiely as a director of the Pacific Forum line while he was a shareholder in a rival shipping company.
These circumstances arose, Mr. Speaker,
order,
because the previous government had appointed to the board a Labour Party flunky called Dave Morgan, who was partly responsible for that company losing $14 million in the space of 2 years, and I needed somebody to fix it.
More questions in the chamber now and discussion in the committee rooms about the rebuild of Christchurch. This report from Rhys Lyon.
The Prime Minister faced this question from Labour's Leanne Dalzell.
Is it fair that his government is only offering to acquire land from owners of insured commercial premises and owners of bare sections at 50% of the rating valuation, when he said 100% was a fair offer to insured homeowners in those areas, even when they were losing tens of thousands of dollars?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes. I think in terms of commercial properties, they're entitled to nothing, so the government is actually stepping up and giving them a lot more. In the case of residential homeowners, the government has been exceedingly generous, and the reason it's done that is to try and recognise the plight that people were in Christchurch.
And earlier in the day, Christchurch was also the subject of a select committee meeting as the Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority underwent its annual financial review. Speaking to the Finance and Expenditure Committee was CERA Chief Executive Roger Sutton.
Yeah, the focus is very much on making sure we get the residential rebuild happening more quickly, working with players there, working with communities to make that happen, bringing more private investment into the city. But, you know, there's also very much about the people. At the end of the day, we need to continue to work with community organisations, continue to communicate with them. I don't know how many hundreds of public meetings we've had in the last year. Make sure we're out there working with these communities to make sure we can really get this rebuild happening.
And outlining some of the work already underway in Christchurch was CERA Deputy Chief Executive Warwick Isaacs.
So far, there's been $380 million spent on repairs and rebuilds to date. There is currently 90 projects with a value of $228 million currently under construction. There's a further 178 projects in design with a value of approximately $1.1 billion. So the central city is going very well.
Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority Deputy Chief Executive Warwick Isaacs speaking to the Finance and Expenditure Committee's annual financial review of his organisation.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.